This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We start with a Panthers update. Crowder, Road to a Repeat. Road to a Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Nice win by the Cats last night. Nice debut by Seth Jones. And they are off now tonight and tomorrow, Thursday night. Panthers host the Blue Jackets at the Amerant Bank Arena, 7 p.m. puck drop. Saturday night, they host the Buffalo Sabres. That's a 6 p.m. puck drop. And then the Panthers hit the road, 6-game road trip. They will not be back until the end of March. If you remind me, Jimmy, I will give away the Dierks Bentley tickets during this segment so that I don't wait till the end of the show every day. So if you remind me, Jimmy, Dierks Bentley tickets, we'll give them away at the end of this segment. Do headlines, because we're starting the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late. You know what's funny, though, before I get to headlines, Crowder, because we've had that conversation about BAM, the 2 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock hour with John Michaels. These are two back-to-back texts. And this shows you, again, you know, how you can never have anyone agree on anything nowadays. Yeah. But this is so opposite ends of the spectrum. Somebody says, guys, is this a real convo? Wade is at the very, 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 at the very worst, a top five shooting guard all time. All time. Bam isn't a top 50 center or a top 50 player. He never will be. Really, really good role player, not on the same planet as D. Wade. How did this get airtime? The very next text says, Bam will go down as the greatest Heat big man in franchise history. Legend.
That's...
Now remember, Shaq, Alonzo Mourning, Ronnie Cicely, there's been some good big men in Miami Heat history. That texter says Bam will go down as the best.
That's what the Bam conversation, Hawk, that's kind of when I think first segment this show, you said it, and I started thinking about it, and I saw the celebration of Bam last night, and that's what got to me. I'm like, is Bam that good? Because he's good. I love Bam's game. He's a stat filler, whatever they say, stat stuff for like blocks, rebounds, 20-10. Think about that. You average 20-10. You're the double-double king of the Miami Heat and a historic franchise. But do I look at him as like close to Wade, or is he not? He's just a very good role player, like the first text. I don't know.
Like, as much as I think you like to say that you like meat and potatoes kinds of players, you like, when it comes to the NBA, you like gaudy. You really do. Because Jimmy Butler is so good, but he never put up gaudy numbers. Never put up 50 in a game when you needed to, like Steph Curry did last week, scoring 56 when Jimmy had an off night. And Bam doesn't do that. Bam's a 17-point guy. We always read when do the lines, 17 and a half, 18 and a half. He's going to get you double-doubles consistently. Obviously, he's the new king of the double-double. You happen to like Gaudy.
Because, Hawk, we're 10 years apart, but we watch Jordan. We've seen LeBron. We watch Kobe. We watch
Shaq. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just saying that you happen to like Gaudy. You don't like grinders necessarily in basketball. No. You want gaudy big numbers.
I love this Scottie Pippen. And Scottie's a Hall of Famer. No one's ever said, oh, who's your favorite player? Oh, Scottie Pippen. That's what Bam, they're like that. Like I asked earlier, Bam is a number two, a legit number two. If you have a Steph Curry, could Bam be the number two on Golden State? Could Bam be the number two on Boston? If it was Jason Tatum, Bam, would they have a championship? Like that, and that's how, you know, I don't know the answer.
I want a dude that could
walk out no matter what's going on. His wife's divorcing him, his kids are failing school, his parents are fighting, his car just got crashed, and he can drop 38 any damn night. That's the guy I like in the NBA.
And almost look like he's not dropping 38, where you look at the box score at the end, you go, how'd that guy have 38 tonight? Like, he does it just so effortlessly.
Did you watch Anthony Edwards the other night when he had 44?
No.
Huh, it was like he was just – he's doing step-back jumpers, but KD's guarding him. Like, he's going one-on-one with KD, stepping back, hitting threes over KD, smiling and sticking his tongue out at KD. That's the guy I like. I like that guy. 17, 10, three steals, four assists. Man, I don't want all that. I want a dude that says, give me the ball and get the hell out the way. That's not part of Bam's game. That's not a part of Jimmy's game. I think, to your point, Hawk, I think you called me out correctly. I think Bam and Jimmy are kind of that same player. They are great to have on the team, but it's not the guy that I want to be my star on my team.
Let's get headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. By the way, Dan, how was Funky Buddha last night? You were hosting trivia there.
It was absolutely unbelievable, man. Great crowd, great people. Maybe a couple maple bacon coffee porters were consumed, and it was just really, really great. And I talked to some of the staff and asked them how they enjoyed my friends and my coworkers coming by, and they said that you guys were definitely memorable.
Did they say that a lot of people are asking for Hawk Chos? Because they're not on the menu right now. They were only there that one night.
It's funny. Natalie, one of the servers, told me that you were really campaigning for Hawk Chos, and she says that there has been some questions asked about it.
Interesting.
Inquiries.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear.
And I was like, are you talking about, like, you're just saying that? Or is she like, no, seriously. She's like, people want them.
There's no question.
People have asked. They have asked, she said.
Ryan's not talking to me right now because I'm beating his ass in Wordle and Dordle and Wordle.
Well, this isn't helping. This isn't helping.
He's
like,
he's so salty right now. But when he gets his emotions in check, they'll get Hawk Chos on the menu. Everything will be better there.
Hawk Chos are pretty good, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie to you.
As soon as they get on the menu, I'm going to order them one of these Monday nights when I'm out there.
But you're vegan, though. There is ground beef in there.
But you do have to sometimes set aside your beliefs and your, you know, morals.
For a friend.
For a friend. And, you know, someone, it's a good food.
And it's not ground beef, which I love. It's shaved beef. It's like the Philly cheesesteak shaved beef. It's, man, they got something going with the Hawk Chos. Yeah. Take that cheese whiz off and you got action.
Was it a close... close trivia contest last night at the Buddha?
We had 21 teams, so it was really, really crazy.
You bust anybody cheating?
No, I did not.
That's good.
But I told them to watch out because if they listen to the show. Actually, I had a couple people come up and say they listen all the time. They heard us earlier in the day, too.
You think Dan is six beers in, regulating people's actions.
He said, because I asked him yesterday, he said he'll walk over, because you can't use your phone during trivia. He'll walk over, he'll look at them, we'll give them a little kick in the kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching you.
To really scare him,
Big Dad.
I tell him I got a secret guy walking around too, and he don't play around. I don't have a secret.
We got
guy.
Eyes on.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. So they really they're like, does he really? I mean, I got no boy. Get back to my beer, man. That maybe be a coffee porter, man.
Yeah. Oh.
You ever done that when like somebody owes you money and be like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm gonna get my muscle to come over, and you just pray that they don't call out you having muscle because you really don't have any muscle.
That's what I do if anybody says anything to me. If I'm out in public, you know, with Lori, and somebody steps to me, I go, I whisper at them. I go, you have no idea who I am and what you're about to open up on yourself. So step back. You say it like that. They don't know if you're crazy, if you're connected. They don't know. And I just go about my business. I run.
Yeah. You know who's my muscle? It's T.
Oh.
Yeah, because T just gives you a look.
And he's not big, but he never smiles.
Right.
So he really looks like he might have a gun on him because he never shows emotion. So if somebody does say, or, you know, a drunk guy gets a little lippy, I'd be like, T. And he's going to look over there with that dead face straight at him. And they kind of look like, what does this guy know? Because he's 5'9", but he's not scared anyone. And they don't know. All he's doing is playing Wordle or Quartortle on his phone, but he looks intimidating.
That's what I do with Dr. Chuck.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I go, Chuck. And then Chuck looks over. He's never paying attention to anything at all. And he's like, what? Someone need a prescription? And by that time, I fled the premises.
Chuck's huge, though.
He's a big dude.
Your whole crew is gigantic. Dan, Jim, Chuck, Hawk hangs out with Appel. Monsters.
Appel's Appel. A big guy, yeah.
Appel's huge.
DJ's friend Malachi.
Malachi would be big, but he had to eat macaroni and cheese every night over your house. Malachi had a chance to play in the league if he didn't come to your house. But Hawk's whole crew's 6'5".
Yeah, I got to hang out with big fellas because I don't know if you know, but this mouth can get me in trouble.
Yes. Chuck's so, and they're so pleasant. Chuck's so pleasant.
Let's get at some quick headlines. The Panthers have just signed Jesper Boqvist to a 2-year extension.
Somebody says, you whisper in their ear, I just took a shot of testosterone. You don't want this today, bud.
Atlantic Men's Clinic, huh? That's what you want today?
I don't know what I would say to that. I'd be like, whoa.
Right? Got to leave him confused.
Well, is he threatening me or is he advertising?
Right. I do that. If that doesn't seem to be working, then I make an immediate bowel movement on the floor. That usually clears out the place.
Hey,
I have a whole bunch of weapons in my arsenal.
Leave that nasty bastard alone. You know what? I haven't done it recently because I haven't put myself in a situation. You know, I'm getting older now. But if somebody started getting excited, like really cussing, like I think, like if I ever thought a fight could really happen, I would calmly start tying my shoes tighter. Like just not even get excited,
right.
Just lean down and start tying
this
my shoes.
What's this guy planning if he's got to make his make sure his shoes are tighter? Like, what kind of leg kicks is this guy going to throw?
I have defused, no lie, dozen-plus fights with just, man, what the hell are you? No, I'm not dealing with it. And they start getting loud, and I just calmly look, and I'll stare at them, but I untie my shoe and stare them straight in the eyes and just tie both of my shoes tighter, staring them in the eye. And it's defused dozens of fights because, to your point, think about that. He's calmly tying his shoe. He has a plan for this ass kicking. I don't have a plan. I'm gonna just swing as hard as I can over top like I'm fighting my sister, and he has a plan laid out. I tell you, I've got out of so many fights just three times.
I'm gonna try that a different way. Like if stuff starts to go down, I go, all right, I see where this is headed. You may want to tie your shoes a little bit tighter. I tell them to tie their shoes tighter. Now they don't know what's coming. He's gonna hit me so hard, he's gonna knock me out of my shoes.
And I've told you this phrase. It's along that same line, Hawk. Man, you gotta do this. You gotta do that. When I was playing, it started when I was playing. Oh, you're gonna be at Tootsie's and y'all can't even win a game. I don't know who's gonna win the fight, but we both going to the hospital.
Yeah,
what'd
you
say again? Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't know who. I don't really. Honestly, like I don't. I can't tell you who's gonna win the fight, but we're both gonna be in the hospital afterwards. Hey, Jack, let's head on home. Y'all head on home. I'll see y'all in a little bit. Yeah, that I think that little line got me out of a lot of fights, too. Yeah.
I don't know how to follow that with a headline. I mean, goodness.
Well, if you ever need any of that whether you're a Funky Buddha, wherever you are, you use it.
Yeah. What's the answer to, I don't know who's going to win this fight, but we're both about to be in the hospital? There's no answer.
It's scary that you're not afraid to go to the hospital in a fight. That's why.
Right, and you're not being Mr. Braggadocious going, oh, I'm about to kick your ass. You're not going to know what hit you. It's like, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen here, but we're both going to the hospital.
There's going to be some damage caused on both sides.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lindsay, let's head on home. Okay, y'all have a good one.
Guy's crazy. Canes baseball team, they're playing FIU tonight at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be at Lone Depot Park in Little Havana.
Are we going to bet that? Anybody want to bet some college baseball?
Okay. Oh, I hit him in the head last night. I got some money. Yeah, who are you going to bet, Hawk?
I'm on a heater.
Heat minus 6.5, live bet. They won by 16.
That was a good one. I had the Panthers win at plus 105, and I had Seth Jones over 1.5 shots on goal. He had 3.
I got a nice little account with Hard Rock Bet. You let me know what you bet, and I'm down.
So Miami tonight is a minus 250 favorite. FIU is plus 180. Or if you want to do the run line, Miami minus 1.5 runs at minus 170. The total is 13.5 tonight. I like that. High scoring game at Lone Depot Park. College baseball, notoriously high scoring. Over under is 13.5. Kind of like the over there.
Over 13?
That's a lot of runs for a midweek game.
Yeah, 8-6. Fly over.
I got 12.5 on Hard Rock.
You do? I'm at 13.5.
I'm going to put it in.
How about Golden State tonight? Jimmy Butler over under 17.5.
They're playing the Knicks?
Yeah, they're in New York.
You know he wants to get at the Knicks after that run in his mouth.
And he wants to show out at Madison Square Garden, mm-hmm. too. I just don't know if he's capable of it. Because I said I'll never bet his over again because I had over 18.5 the other night. He shot 1 of 7, ended with 5 points. But then I started my heater.
Gotta go 17.
Ooh, Pelicans play tonight. Pelicans. Zion, 22.5. 22.5. That dude's flying. Oh, they're at the Lakers tonight. Oh, damn. This is a big one.
I know. So excited. It's Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday. Crowder, it's Fat Tuesday.
I mean, Zion's got to show out.
It's a sign.
It's a sign.
Zion over
Fat Tuesday. This is his biggest game of the year.
This is his Christmas, huh?
This would be like betting the over on me if it was Bald Wednesday. You gotta bet him on Fat Tuesday.
Oh, let's go, man. What was it? What did he? Didn't he? Y'all are silly. Didn't he just miss a game, though? He was tired.
Maintenance plan.
He had a triple-double, his first triple-double the other night.
Right. And then he took the next night off.
And then he missed the game because he couldn't get out to bed, Dan.
Yeah, Luka tonight, 30.5. LeBron 27.5, Zion 22.5.
How many sliders?
I like Zion over tonight on Fat Tuesday. It makes all the sense in the world, man.
22.5 sliders. Okay, I'm with you.
Let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Overcast with a high chance of rain. It's getting breezy outside, so keep that in mind as you're walking around this Fat Tuesday.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Throw the spinner!
Hawk and Crowder.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to have a little fun here, even though we had this same fun last week, but I can't help it if there's two National Pancake Days. It's not my fault.
Who can?
I mean, it's just the way the cookie bounces, as someone may say. Let me do a quick 15 minutes of heat, though, first, sponsored by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia, online at hollywoodkia.com. Ira Winderman writes on Twitter, Bam Adebayo. Is that tomorrow? Did he play tomorrow? I think the Heat play. I know the Panthers play Thursday. He played tomorrow. Bam Adebayo listed with a calf contusion as available, but this is exciting. Khalil Ware, who was out last night, a nominee for NBA Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for February. Wait a second. What am I reading here? Oh, the award went to Richesse. I didn't read it all the way through. So the award went to Richesse. Khalil Ware won it in January. Was nominated in February, but it went to Richesse from Atlanta. So he didn't win it the consecutive months. I am, by the way, I meant to tell you about Hard Rock Bet before we started the segment. Let me do that now because I really am betting Zion Williamson over tonight because Zion playing for New Orleans on Fat Tuesday makes all the sense in the world to take all the overs on him. It just does. That's the stars aligning right there. Just watching ESPN right now, they're talking about the Mavericks. How devastated are the Mavericks right now with all these injuries? So Kyrie goes down with a torn ACL. He's done so. Anthony Davis, obviously, that doesn't seem to be going well. They traded Luka away. You talk about from one season to the next, you're in the NBA bleeping finals. You get to the next season, you trade away Luka, you get Anthony Davis. He's hurt, of course. Then Kyrie goes down with a season ending torn ACL. Rough go of it in Dallas, man.
Throw the season away.
Yep.
Don't bring AD back in 3 weeks. Like, what's AD going to come play?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
8 games. Shut AD down, Kyrie's out, and then you just, you know, maybe you'll get a great draft pick and now you can rebuild. But, yeah, there's no reason to even try.
Ooh, Bet Online just came out with odds for where Aaron Rodgers will play next season. You want to guess the odds-on favorite Aaron Rodgers next season?
Giants.
New York Giants are 1-3 right now. Big-time favorites. That's minus 300. Vegas Raiders plus 175. And the Steelers plus 225.
The Raiders, if I was betting, I'm not going to bet, but if I was betting, I'd bet the Raiders because Tom Brady, you know, he left and went to another team. Huck, do you, because I've asked a number of people, do you think that Rodgers will be a good mentor? I honestly don't feel as if he's going to mentor anyone.
I think he's week to week. I think it just depends what mood he's in. I, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I can summarily discount him being a bad mentor. I certainly can't just assume he's going to be a good one. I just think I don't know.
I think it's a terrible mentor. I think he goes somewhere with Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur says, hey, you know, when you see cover four, how do you, you know, want your tight end to stem? I don't care. You stem with your tight end how you want him to stem. Like, I think he's going to be just not even communicate with the young guys. I don't see him as a mentor.
How about Jameis?
I know
There's odds now for Jameis. You know, that's my dream for the Dolphins backup. You want to guess who the odds on favorite is? Jameis Winston to play for next team for Jameis.
Back as the Brown starter.
He is favorite for the Jets. +250 Giants 3-1
That would actually be great.
Steelers 4-1 Raiders 5-1 and Dolphins 6-1 Make it happen, Chris Greer. Make it happen.
Go bring in Jameis. I couldn't wait to hear him talk every week.
That would be great. All right. Today is National Pancake Day. And again, we celebrated this last week, but IHOP is celebrating it today. You can get a free short stack at IHOP till 8 p.m. tonight. So it allows us to play once again. I know we played it last week, but it's so damn good. How could you not want to play it again? This was a conversation we had several years ago with Solana. It was about the McDonald's breakfast, why they call hotcakes instead of pancakes. It just kind of went off the rails. I got unreasonably angry at his suggestion, and we love it. So happy National Pancake Day to everyone. And again, you can get free pancakes, free short stack at IHOP until 8 o'clock tonight. Got about 3 hours. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just looking at push notification from the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins did not use the franchise tag. So Javon Holland, a free agent. No franchise tag from the Dolphins.
About to get paid.
Here it is, National Pancake Day, courtesy of the Hockman and Crowder program.
This is one of the most bangers of all time. On this day in 1977, McDonald's introduced breakfast.
87?
77.
Wow.
Man, when they came out with those, because 77, I was 8 years old, and my dad said to me, we can go to McDonald's and get hotcakes. I don't know what a hotcake was. It was pancakes. I'd only heard pancakes. Yep. I wonder why McDonald's called them hotcakes. It's an interesting question.
Something different.
Like hotcakes, I don't, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Copywriting a pancake. You know, it's like saying you're copywriting
bread.
Burger.
Like, you can't be serious with that.
You know what? He's a millennial, and millennials try to copyright simple.
No, but you would copyright McGriddle. Like, another restaurant couldn't have a McGriddle, but a flippin' pancake? A pancake. It was copyrighted, the term pancake, and so they couldn't sell pancakes. Pancakes? Pancakes? McDonald's couldn't sell pancakes because someone owned the copyright to pancakes.
LeBron tried to copyright Taco Tuesday.
And they told him to set your ass down.
But that's how they think. That's how they think. Got to know what you're dealing with, man.
Here was the first ads for McDonald's breakfast.
No chicken on there, by the way.
Well, eggs are on there, liquid chicken.
Well, it's really not, you know.
Exactly what it is.
Chicken is not a traditional
egg is a chicken?
Breakfast meat. It's
egg comes on the top of the list of breakfast, and that's a liquid chicken. We talked about this.
I know, and we never really had resolution.
An egg is liquid chicken.
It's not
It's not dairy.
No.
It's not bread. It's chicken. It's beef.
It's found in the dairy aisle. Eggs are found in the dairy section at Publix.
No, it's
absolutely.
The refrigeration section.
No,
we went through this too.
No, it's not the refrigeration section.
There's the freezer section
it
and
says
refrigeration
dairy
section.
Dairy in big giant letters.
And dairy means made with milk. And eggs are made from chicken's insides.
But you drink milk with eggs.
And you can drink eggs because they're liquid chicken.
Let's get headlines here from Flapjack.
They still looked at the. They called them flapjacks because someone
had hotcakes. they owned pancake, and McDonald's got smart, came out with hotcakes, so someone had to call them flapjacks.
Is that why they put Mick on the front of everything?
Let's get headlines here with this idiot.
one quick Google search and you'll find that they did certainly not do it because it was copyrighted.
They did certainly not do it? What?
I had your back all day, bro. I'm going the other way with this one.
Why did McDonald's call pancakes hotcakes? That does autofill. So we're not the only one. According to reference.com, the answer is simple. There is no difference between hotcakes and pancakes. Both words describe the popular round flat cakes cooked on a griddle or inside a skillet. In addition to hotcakes, pancakes go by other names such as flapjacks or griddle cakes.
Yeah.
There you go. They forgot to put about the copyright, too. Carrot Top owns the copyright, inexplicably. All right, go ahead, dummy.
What you got, dummy?
The University of Miami and Alonzo Highsmith will not team up together. Barry Jackson reported earlier that UM will not be coming to terms with the former Miami Hurricane.
All right.
Somebody text, your Solana is broken. Today, yeah, you were a little off, man.
Just off, man, by a mile. What else, Salandria?
Is it really that crazy?
To say that pancakes are copyrighted?
The term pancake could have been copyrighted by a company in the 60s or the 70s, and their copyright
But you
ran
know
out.
It's the general term. Like, is cookie copyrighted?
I don't know. I don't.
I know. No. 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 Really? You don't know? Bread, cookies, eggs. Eggs. Wouldn't it be great to have the copyright on eggs so no one could call them eggs? They'd have to call them, like, this dummy liquid chicken.
They are liquid chicken. I don't know what else they could be.
All right. Yeah, anything else, dummy? So somebody texts in, Tabasco is copyrighted. Right. It's a brand name.
Yeah.
It's hot sauce. You can't copyright hot sauce. You can copyright Tabasco. You can't own the word waffle. You can't own the word bread.
Okay, but
Eggo,
you know how...
Eggo.
Eggo, right. Eggo.
No joke, though. You know how Kleenex, it's just tissue
That's
paper.
That's a tissue.
Right. But we call it Kleenex.
Like, that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. No, it doesn't.
Because maybe a company had come up with pancakes, and it's the reason they were called hotcakes, but the reason why we call them pancakes is because there was a company that had a monopoly on pancakes back
so
in
you're
the
saying-
60s.
He keeps saying back in the 60s.
You're saying...
You don't think pancakes were invented until the 60s?
So, but you're saying also that there was a company saying, make sure you get... make sure you get pancake... pancake bread hotcake.
Get the pancake bread hotcake.
Hey, Mom, are you getting pancakes? Are you getting hotcakes when you go out? Yeah. Get pancake.
I don't like the flatties. Oh, boy. You bounce back tomorrow, big homie. You'll bounce back tomorrow. I promise you will.
Yeah, I'll fix it in.
I promise you will.
Generalized Kleenex. Thank you.
I promise. You'll be way better. Get your good night rest.
I need my pancake brand flapjacks.
Goodness, Alana.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created another name for it.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.